Welcome to the deep dive. We're here to cut through the noise, get you informed fast.
That's the plan.
So today we're plunging into the world of AI-powered product video creation. We've got insights from Product Hunt, user reviews, some really lively community chats.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission, it's really to figure out how a tool like Kaluso is simplifying something that honestly can feel super overwhelming.
Yeah, video creation often just takes up so much time.
Exactly. For years, it's been this major bottleneck, right? Especially if you don't have fancy editing skills or a big team.
Right. And that's where Kaluso apparently comes in. It aims to transform that whole experience using AI. Make it, you know, straightforward.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Kaluso says it's the fastest, easiest way to make stunning product videos with AI.
Sounds ambitious.
It does. The idea is you take raw screen recordings,
yeah,
and boom, in minutes, you get studio quality videos,
yeah,
even step-by-step article.
Articles too, yeah.
Yeah. And the big hook is no editing or design skills needed.
So what's fascinating there, I think, is how it directly attacks those traditional pain points in video production. Speed, accessibility.
Right.
All through AI. When they say intelligent automation, it's not just basic cuts. The AI is meant to, like, identify key actions on screen.
Mm-hmm.
It can generate voiceovers, add zooms, pans, transitions. Basically understand what's happening.
So it interprets the recording.
That seems to be the idea. That's how you get studio quality without actually, you know, sitting in an edit suite.
Okay, but does it work? I mean, the real test is user feedback.
Okay. Right?
And this is where Kaluso seems to be, well, pretty impressive. It's got a 4.9 rating on Product Hunt based on 36 reviews. People are using it for marketing, sales, training.
That is a strong start.
Yeah. And some specific stories really stand out. Like Abhishek N, who said, Kaluso literally saved me, needed over 40 feature demos.
40? Wow.
Yeah, said it turned weeks into days. That's huge. It's not just saving time. It changes strategy.
Absolutely. That kind of impact frees up so much mental energy, too. You're not sweating the technical stuff.
Right. You can focus on the actual message.
Yeah.
Amrit Fonsa had this comparison that caught on. Kaluso is like Canva for explainer videos.
Ah, okay. So that suggests it's really intuitive. Drag and drop simplicity, maybe?
Seems like it. And Ajay Sahu used it for real estate client stuff, pointing out how it adds professional transitions automatically, even for teams with zero video skills.
Mm-hmm. So connecting this back, these examples show how it's sort of empowering all sorts of users.
Democratizing video, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Making high-quality content creation possible for almost anyone, no matter their tech background.
So what about those real-world gritty problems like messy recordings? We saw some forum chat on this. Ashutosh Raj asked about routines and mentioned recording in noisy places.
Oh, yeah, the classic home office problem, background noise.
Totally. I've been there.
Yeah.
He mentioned recording with background chatter and chaos. We can all relate to that, yep, right?
We can. So this brings up a key question. How does Kaluso actually handle that? How does it get professional results from, well, messy input?
Good question.
It seems to come down to its AI audio processing. It can apparently clean up that background noise.
Seriously?
Yeah, and even replace the original messy audio with a clean, solid voiceover.
Yeah.
That takes away a major stress point.
Okay, that is impressive.
Right. It just reinforces how the tool uses smart tech to simplify really complex tasks. You get polished output, even if, you know, you recorded it next to a barking dog. It makes professional stuff accessible to you.
So, wrapping this up, Kaluso uses AI to make creating these polished, effective product videos incredibly fast, like really straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
It frees up time, resources,
yeah,
lets people focus on their actual work, not video editing headaches.
Definitely. And maybe a final thought to chew on, consider how tools like this might do more than just streamline marketing.
How so?
Well, they could empower individuals, you know, experts, educators, anyone, to share their knowledge more widely through video. By making high-quality video communication accessible, it really opens up professional-level storytelling to virtually anyone, tech skills or not. It's quite a shift.